Imagine discovering that your most trusted companion, the one you turn to for celebration, comfort, and stress relief, has been secretly undermining your health, happiness, and potential all along. This is the startling revelation at the heart of the Sober Revolution. Unlike traditional recovery narratives focused on rock-bottom alcoholics, this book speaks directly to high-functioning women caught in wine culture's sophisticated trap. These are successful professionals, devoted mothers, and capable partners who found themselves increasingly dependent on that evening glass or bottle that promises relaxation but delivers regret. What makes this perspective so powerful is its rejection of the limiting alcoholic/non-alcoholic binary. Instead, sobriety is reframed as an empowering lifestyle choice, one that unlocks your full potential rather than labels you as damaged or diseased. Isn't it time we questioned why the only substance we need to justify not consuming is the one scientifically proven to be carcinogenic, addictive, and destructive? Wine becomes that destructive romantic partner we can't quit. We develop denial techniques, convincing ourselves occasional good times outweigh the bad ones. Each morning brings shame and regret, yet by evening, we're back in alcohol's embrace. The cycle is predictable. Fun, fighting, parting, making up, repeat. Many become addicted to this drama and the impetuous decisions that seem brilliant after too many glasses. We set boundaries we never keep. No weeknight drinking, one bottle limits. If alcohol were a human partner who eroded your confidence, sabotaged activities, damaged relationships, encouraged poor health, and kept you awake with negative thoughts, while providing only occasional fun, wouldn't you leave? Yet many continue this destructive pattern for years. The breaking point often comes after a frightening episode, a blackout, an embarrassing incident, or health scare. Freedom begins by recognizing this isn't a casual friendship to maintain, but a controlling force requiring complete separation. The early days of sobriety bring profound relief and rediscovery. Waking without blackouts or hangovers becomes a daily joy, while physical improvements manifest quickly. Clearer skin, brighter eyes, better sleep, and natural energy that surpasses alcohol's artificial boost. The joy of waking each day without mentally checking who I'd insulted or hurt was beyond compare, writes Lucy. I literally jumped out of bed, a massive weight of anxiety lifted. Gone were fears of cancer or liver failure. The dreaded guilt from drunken stupidity had vanished. I felt free as a bird. Social outings transform from anxiety-inducing events to experiences you can fully control and remember. Clear-headed conversations lead to genuine connections, while the ability to drive home safely adds newfound freedom. Life's simple pleasures take on new significance as senses sharpen. The morning sunlight, blossoming trees, children's laughter, these moments become more vivid when experienced with full presence rather than through alcohol's haze. Though cravings may occur during traditional drinking times, the commitment to improvement prevails. Money previously spent on alcohol now funds new experiences or savings, creating a cycle of positive change. As sobriety progresses, denial cleverly rewrites your history. Messy nights of excessive drinking transform in memory to elegant social occasions. Romantic evenings where you appeared charming replace memories of arguments and embarrassing exits. This selective memory serves the addictive mind. The voice promising next time will be different is your dependency speaking, like a toxic partner making empty promises of change. Friends may question your choice, suggesting you never had a real problem, largely because alcohol is so normalized in Western culture. Even relationships built on shared drinking can feel threatened by sobriety. Remember, occasional good drinking experiences were exceptions, not proof you don't have a problem. Friends without addiction can't fully understand your struggle, and social drinking culture often normalizes destructive behavior. Trust your instincts. If you felt concerned enough about your drinking to quit, that's valid. As sobriety continues, growing self-awareness will confirm you made the right choice. Creating a sustainable alcohol-free life requires building new neural pathways and lifestyle patterns. Without alcohol as a people leveler, you'll naturally gravitate toward authentic connections while discovering certain relationships were primarily drinking-based. For parents, sobriety transforms family life. Lucy found that despite being 13 years older with her second child, she had more patience and energy without alcohol. Mornings became peaceful rather than hangover-laden, and evenings shifted from waiting for wine time to genuine family engagement. Replace drinking-centered activities with fulfilling alternatives. Many newly sober people rediscover reading, exercise, meditation, or creative pursuits that alcohol once overshadowed. The voice of addiction may occasionally surface with selective memories of good times. Recognize these thoughts as dependency speaking, not reality. Maintain a journal of sober achievements and challenges to reinforce your motivation. Embrace sobriety as a positive life choice rather than a restriction. You're giving yourself the gift of living authentically and expanding your world beyond evening drinks. This often leads to discovering new hobbies and healthier ways to connect with yourself and others. Can you occasionally drink without compromising sobriety? No. The benefits of an alcohol-free life require complete abstinence, especially if you've struggled with moderation before. Three factors make occasional drinking problematic: reestablishing self-esteem, self-discovery, and avoiding relapse. Reestablishing self-esteem takes about a year of sobriety. Each time you drink and lose control, you damage your self-image, leading to self-hatred and regret. Self-discovery can't happen while drinking regularly. Like a toxic relationship, alcohol erodes your confidence until you depend on it for social situations. Your world shrinks to accommodate your addiction, stunting personal growth. For binge drinkers, moderation rarely works. Attempts at controlled drinking increase alcohol obsession. When abstinence ends, you typically drink more than intended, reinforcing dependence patterns. The solution is avoiding that first drink. While your sober mind might think one drink is manageable, alcohol compromises rational thinking, and the booze devil takes over. Complete sobriety offers clarity, energy, and freedom from the mental struggle of attempted moderation. The most profound changes from sobriety manifest in thinking and doing. Anyone with alcohol dependency knows the internal booze chatter, that constant mental dialogue about drinking strategies, promises, and regrets. This noise occupies valuable mental space, blocking productive thoughts. The chatter only subsides when you realize alcohol detracts from, rather than adds to, your life. After quitting, many experience renewed creativity and deeper contemplation of life's meaning and goals, thoughts previously impossible when consumed by drinking. This clarity forces confrontation with buried emotions, especially guilt about neglecting responsibilities and relationships. Though difficult, processing these feelings aids acceptance and future commitment. When alcohol no longer fills life's gaps, you face empty time. But this void creates space for meaningful pursuits. Living alcohol-free opens doors to personal growth through activities like dancing, writing, entrepreneurship, or career changes that build self-esteem. Like someone leaving a toxic relationship and flourishing, removing alcohol unleashes your potential. The moment you choose sobriety, the vicious cycle reverses into a virtuous one, where confidence grows as shame diminishes. Sobriety means regaining control and becoming empowered rather than remaining enslaved.